Okay, we're continuing in Drosha Saran, Drosha Chamishi, and in the Moseder Rav Kook, we're on page Kuf Ayin Hey. Okay, almost everything we're going to discuss today that the Ran is going to quote here in the Drosha Chamishi is things that the Ran has said in other Droshos, at least in this Moseder Rav Kook, Skirsa. But it's a good Chazar, and if you've never heard it before, it's good to hear. Either way, and it will take us to something new. But most of today will be things that we've heard from other Droshos. Okay, so we were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Ran says that we have a question about the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and his speech impediment. There's a question here: why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, the head Navi, would be someone with a speech impediment? And it was significant enough of a speech impediment that he needed an actual interpreter, someone to talk to Paro for him. The Ran makes it sound here like that he believed Moshe had a serious speech impediment, which I suppose one could have argued that Moshe didn't necessarily have a big speech impediment. Just to speak to a king, you need to speak appropriately, and maybe even a small speech impediment will require a someone to speak for you. But anyway, the Ran here makes it sound like it may sound like it was a more serious speech impediment. Either way, it was something that he needed someone to speak for him. Why is it that Moshe had this speech impediment? Fein lahashiv, don't answer the obvious. Ki me'asher shayutivu kachinichu al anyonav l'rotza lishanos hatev l'mano. Maybe Moshe had a speech impediment because he just did. He did, whatever. Whatever the reason he got a speech impediment, he had it, and Hashem didn't want to make an ace to take it away. Maybe that's what you'll answer. Don't say that, says the Ran. Ki yadua shekalinyin Moshe hayu l'mayla min hatev. It's known everything that Moshe did was above nature. Everything involving Moshe was above nature. It's impossible to reach the level of Moshe through natural means. Like the Pasuk says, there will never be, and never was, never will be, a Navi as great as Moshe. That tells you that the Nevuah that Moshe had was supernatural, impossible for a person to naturally get. Hashem brought Moshe to the super high level in a miraculous way, in a way that a person could not possibly have reached just with their own efforts. It's absolutely impossible for a person to reach that level. Because if it would be possible to reach that level, why would Hashem say in the Torah, no one will ever reach that level again? If someone could reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, why not? Why would Hashem write there'll never be another Navi like Moshe? The point of the Pasuk is to teach you that what the level Moshe reached in Nevuah was a miracle. You can't reach that level. It was above what can physically be, naturally be. Even though it is possible to get Nevuah, anybody can get Nevuah, that's not an ace. Obviously, today we don't have it, but the concept of getting Nevuah, that wouldn't require a miracle. But when a person gets Nevuah, the natural reaction of the body is yishku'u kochos gufu achis batlu pu'ulos. If a person can't stand up when getting Nevuah, their physical body, they lose control of their body and they fall to the floor. You can't stand up when you get Nevuah. It's such an awesome spiritual experience that the body can't handle it, and a person loses control of their body and falls to the ground. But for a person to get Nevuah who are and he's awake, Omil Raglov, standing up, Shalom Bekachosa, fully in control of his body, Kashir Yadab Yishal Reo, like just someone talking to someone else, Zen Nimna Bechokatav, and that is absolutely impossible. That is a nace. Nace, a real nace. Kimishi Asig Zosa Madrigas, because someone who can reach that level, Kimachi Asig, Eosu Ish, Sechel Nivdal Bavasach, it's almost like a human and Malach in one person. It's impossible for a human being to reach that level. A person has to be a Malach to be at that level. So Hashem made a nace, a special for Moshe. So, once Hashem's making miracles like that, what would be the big deal to make him that he could speak well? For we'll see even bigger things, even more incredible things with Moshe. The fact that we see something even more, that when he became a Navi, he didn't lose, his speech impediment didn't go away. And this is what Moshe asked. For who Omro? Moshe said to Hashem, "Hashem, I can't go talk to Paro. I'm not someone who can speak well. Not today, not yesterday, not the day before, not even since I spoke with you." So what's that supposed to mean? Not even since I spoke with you. There's no doubt when Moshe said, I can't even speak since we spoke. I didn't even have the ability to speak since we spoke. It's like Moshe shocked. How could it be that after you told me I'm a Navi and I'm going to go talk to Paro and Bnei Israel, how could it be that my speech impediment didn't go away? Hashem's response was only Misam Pel Adam, who makes people mute. It would seem Hashem's answer to Moshe. Moshe says, how could I go? I can't speak well. And Hashem says, who makes people mute? How does that answer the question? For Inu Odla Rabbosinuza, we saw also from our rabbi, Shem Archikim Ochi El Moshe Mum Gufni Klal. Chazal thought Moshe having something wrong with him, impossible. Amru Perka Hamakna, Ramakande, Hine Nar Boche, Batachma Love, Batomer Mialde Ivrim Zet. So the Pasuk says that Moshe was crying, Hine Na'ar. Na'ar is usually an older child, and Na'ar is crying. Batachma Love, Batomer Mialde Ivrim Zet. Basi said, she felt bad for him and she said, oh, this is a Jewish baby. Karele Yeled, but Karele Nar calls him a baby, a child, and also calls him a Nar, which is an older person, a 13-year-old. Who Yeled Vekolo Kenar, he was a child, but his voice was like a teenager. So that's what the Gemara says. Amale Rebbe Nechemri says, Imkena Sisil Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom HaMom. You can't say that, because you're making Moshe Rabbeinu have something wrong with him, a blemish. So you see, the Chazal would not accept Moshe having any blemishes. If they didn't understand that, so how come they weren't surprised? What's a mefurish pasuk? The pasuk's mefurish that he couldn't speak well. He had a speech impediment. So why wouldn't they believe that he could have any mum when we know that pasuk says that he had a mum? Okay, so these are the questions Ron wants to answer. Like we said, he's asked these before. So that's what Ron's question is. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have this speech impediment? And why didn't Hashem take it away once he was going to become the Navi? The answer is, since the giving of the Torah was the most important thing that ever happened in human history, so the nation that will receive it, it's fitting that they should be given proofs and to be able to see clearly that it's a true Torah and that it came from God. There should be no doubt it came from God. Believe it or not, says the Ran, that was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know Yetzias Mitzrayim, we just got through Shavuos, we know Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shavuos are really basically one holiday. We know the Ramban calls Sfiras Omer just a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos, and there's no day of Shavuos in the calendar. It's 50 days after Pesach, first day of Pesach. So they're really one holiday. So that's what the Ran is saying. That Kirat Hashem Yisbarach Shizchad Shu Ha'osos Begula Hi Shehi B'Safik Haschalas HaTorah, that the Nisim, the miracles of Mitzrayim, which he says were the beginning of Matan Torah, were to show that Hashem can do miracles. That people should know that which is impossible in nature is not impossible to God. Because this foundation that is the most important in the religion, if you don't believe that, you don't believe in the religion. You don't believe in schar and onesh, and reward and punishment. So it's very important to know that Hashem controls everything, and nothing is impossible for Hashem. Since this is a central point that the Torah revolves around, therefore, the fact that Hashem is not bound by nature, he wanted to get known in Mitzrayim. Why Mitzrayim? Because Eretz Mitzrayim was a land famous for its top-notch magicians. Anything that in Mitzrayim they're going to say, oh, this ain't magic, this is the real deal. And if they say in Mitzrayim that magic can't do this, which really is just a type of chachma. Just to finish the sentence. So then it's fitting to believe that that must be done by God. And therefore anything that is not naturally possible doesn't top God. In other words, if in Mitzrayim, in the place of the best magicians, They know magic can't do this. Certainly everybody else is going to have to accept, okay, obviously this is not magic, this is not a trick. It's interesting, the Ran says that Kishuf is a Chachma Tivis, it's a natural wisdom. So you see, he does not learn like the Rambam that magic was just hocus pocus, you know, baloney and tricks. So the Ran seemed to think it was not trick, it was a real Chachma. And therefore, the Nisim were done in Mitzrayim so that it can be shown that this was not Kishuf, this was not a, or like the Rambam, not a trick, it was the real deal. Okay, continues the Ran, Bilun Ischachua, also Svamosim, Mahem, Eretz, Nadar, Schachma, if these miracles would be happen in a place where people don't have wisdom and they've never seen magic, Hayanisha, Safik, Pipina, Zosadayan, then people might be unsure, doubtful, Kiulai, Yachru, Hanashim, Shkala, Osos, Hayim, Ischachim, Chachma, Sakishuf. They'll think that all these miracles maybe were done with magic or some other or a trick. Shem kulam efsharim b'chor ketev, and they're all naturally possible, which you know some people like to say today. I think the Reform and Conservative, that's their belief that all the miracles in Mitzrayim were natural. So that's why Hashem wanted it done in a place where people knew from tricks, and if they all knew it was the hand of God, so then it must be that was the hand of God. That was the point of doing it in Mitzrayim. This Chazal said in the Gemara, Armela Yuchni Mamre La Moshe. Yuchni and Mamre said to Moshe, these were two magicians, they said to Moshe, when Moshe started doing the osos, the signs in Mitzrayim, Tevenachem Atamachnis Nafarayim. Says, you're coming to bring magic here, we're full of magic here. It's a city that's all full of Tevin. You're coming bringing in more Tevin. You're coming with your magic tricks. It's a city full of magic, Moshe. We don't need any more magic tricks. Amr Lahem, Moshe said to them, Amri Inchi, the Masa Yarka, Yarka Shkol. Moshe said, no, just the opposite. In a place where they have a lot of vegetables, that's where you should sell your vegetables. Kach Birusho, so the Ran's going to explain. This is how I understand that Gemara. Yochni and Mamre show you Michal Chatur Me Mitzrayim. Yochni and Mamre were two Egyptian magicians. Chashvu She'elu Ha'osas She'shechide Shanavi and Eman Al-Hasham. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he first came to Mitzrayim, he did some signs, like turning the snake into the stick into a snake, things that the magicians could do. So, when he came with these signs, so these magicians thought, She'chid Shemosim Tachbulis, they thought that Moshe did it with these tricks, with magic. Since they felt that Moshe was there to trick people, so they asked him, why would you come here to Egypt? Go to some place where people don't know better. Why are you coming here to Egypt to try to pull tricks? And that's what Moshe responded to them, Moshe Rabbeinu, Amri Inchi Lamasi Yarka Yarka Shkol. That if you go to a place where they have a ton of yarek vegetables, that's where you should sell your vegetables. Because that was a famous known expression. The best vegetables. Yimkru also beir rabas erik. You should sell in a place with a lot of vegetables. Kisham tukar ma'aloso alachirim. Because that's where people can appreciate its greatness. Like if you go around to your average teenager and say, I have the absolute best recording of Mozart. I managed to magically record it on CD. With Mozart in the room, I went back in time. Whatever it is, whatever the case is, you show them you have the absolute best classical music CD, nothing like it in the whole world. You'll never hear anything like it. Most teenagers will not be too interested. But if you go to a place where everyone's got classical music CDs, everybody's super into classical music, and then you come with something really special, they'll spend millions on it because they can appreciate its greatness. So that was the point. The Nisim Redan of Mitzrayim, Moshe was saying, because here in Mitzrayim, you can appreciate that this is not a trick. You guys know tricks, and you'll appreciate this is not a trick. So says the Ran, Kena Shalom Be'ezia Davar Shia, Lo Tukar Ma'alav Shekim Be'eret Shim Tzubah Chacham Yosu Davar Ba'atzmo. So too, someone who's special at something, no one will recognize his greatness unless he goes to people who can appreciate it. Kisham Yibachi Notzim Chachmasa Al Chachmasa, that's when you'll see if he's really great. Therefore, the miracles that Moshe was going to do should be done in Mitzrayim. Because here in Mitzrayim, they'll appreciate that it came from God more than elsewhere. Because everyone will appreciate it. Obviously, it came from God. And that it's physically impossible to do them without a miracle. Okay. So the rank continues. So it has become explained. So the point is, everything had to be done in a way that left no room for doubt. For that reason, Moshe got every aspect of perfection. He was not lacking in anything. Which also lends itself to knowing that it came, the whole thing was set up by God. And it was on purpose that he was made that he could not speak well. Why? So that no one should think the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu managed to convince the whole Jewish people of stuff is because he was a very good speaker. Like it's known, someone who was a very good orator, good speaker, he can con a lot of people. And even when he gets up and says absolute nonsense, people believe it because he's a good speaker. In fact, everyone knows, I think Hitler, Yimach Shemo, that was his advice. If you want to get the masses to follow you, tell them the most absurd things. I think that's a quote. So, person is, you know, a good orator, so they can get people to believe all kinds of insanity. Just the opposite with someone who doesn't speak well, someone who has a lisp, someone who's or a speech impediment, someone who's hard to listen to. Then even when he says the truth, no one wants to believe it. Unless it's become obviously clear to everyone that he's right. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be someone who had a speech impediment on purpose. Wasn't by accident. He was made to the speech impediment so everyone would know it was not because he was a great orator. It was because it was true. That which Hashem responded to Moshe's question of, how can I go? I can't speak well. And Hashem responded, who do you think makes people mute or lame? It's me. How does that answer Moshe's question of how can I go? The reason it was a good answer. Why? Because it's known. Now, really, he's going to explain. Ask a question now. When something doesn't exist, you can't really say, I placed it. And being a mute, not being able to speak, is something that just doesn't exist. If so, you can't say it was placed. Now, Zeran's going on the fact that the pasuk says, Mi sam pel adam o mi yasum ilaim. Who placed a mouth and who placed muteness? So usually when something just isn't there, you don't say, I placed it there. You just say it's not there. So if someone can't do quadratic equations, you don't say, who made this person not be able to do quadratic equations? He just can't. You have to first, yes, have it, and then have it taken away to sometimes call something to place it. Usually when something is not there, you don't say, I made it this way. It isn't there. The thing that was there, it never started. I usually can explain this more. Because having something and not having something, or something existing and not existing, is not like two opposites. Because two opposites, one reason does not suffice for them. Again, don't get lost on this. But the Ram's going to explain his question. He's just trying to get to the point. I'll try to explain as best I can. Each one has its own reason. So when you're talking about two opposite actions, so then you can say, who made this happen? Like if you have a piece of clothing, a beged, that is white or black, now if you paint it white or paint it black, let's say you paint it white. You can't say that when you painted it white, it's the blackness that made it white. The reason why when your black jacket, after you paint it with paint, white, the reason why it's white is not because there's no more black, right? That's not the reason why your jacket that you painted, your black jacket that you painted white, turned white. It's not because there's no more black anymore. It's because you put white there, right? Aval siva acheres chid shaloben, something else put white there. Therefore, when you go from white to black, each one you could say, who made this jacket white? Who made this jacket black? Because when you change it from black to white, so you did something. That's not true when it comes to something being there or not being there. There, one occurs when the other one is missing. Therefore, when something exists, you can say, who did it? Lo aheder, not when something doesn't exist. Kenu it nitla rak beheder sibas hapoel. It's only when there's the action that was there is not there. Kasher torma, like you would say, this is his example. Kealos Hashem Hashalar, it's when the sun rises in the morning, sibas or. So then there's light. The sun rose, therefore there's light. Hine haor nitla bepoelau. So the existence of light is because the sun rose. Avalachoshech shuhedo or inu nitla bepoel. So it's not because the sun set that took away the light. It's not like that. Rak peheder sibasor. It's just there is no light anymore. It's nothing. It's not because someone painted the sky black. It's just there's no light. L'chein lo titachim bo pe'ulo bria. Therefore, we don't usually call that someone created darkness. It's just there isn't any light. V'chein ha'inyan bi'ilma. So too by muteness. You don't usually talk. She'inu davar she'ish lo metzias. It's not a metzias of muteness. It's just not being able to talk. Well, Hedder Hadib is just a lack of speech. So to say, who created muteness, it's not a creation, not being able to talk, it's just you can't talk. It's a point is, this is a dicta question. You don't usually say, who placed lack of speech. You can't see place muteness. Because muteness is not something placed, it's just a lack of existence of speech. Okay, that's a question. Amnam, karakosu achachamim shal tzada avar alashonis yi'amr almei shabitel siba hakinyin shuchide sheheder. Okay, but the obvious you're probably thinking the whole time. If someone takes away something that previously existed, so sometimes we call that doing something, even though you didn't actually do something, you just removed what was there. For who Omer, like we say in the pasuk Yotzer Oru Vorei Choshech, Hashem forms light and creates darkness. Af al pi shelo titachin bechoshech bria, even though you can't create darkness. Ki ein inyano rak heder haor. All that means, all darkness means, is a lack of light. V'azeh atzad yamer b'mishi yechah behaner shepal hachoshech. So too, like we say, someone who puts out a candle, that he created darkness, even though he didn't create darkness, he just took away light. What does it mean in the first pasuk of Bereishis? Look at the mefarshim there. What that choshech refers to. Anyway, amnam gam al tzad ha'avar yeshev d'gadol bin hakinyan v'heder. Still, though, even with that being true, there's still a big difference between something that exists and doesn't exist. Ki hakinyan marak avanus mechuvin bein b'po'al Hashem yisbach bein b'po'al menashim. When something exists, it's because someone created it. Someone made it, whether Hashem made it, whether a human made it. V'heder, but when something doesn't exist, einonu marak kavana. When something doesn't exist, it doesn't necessarily show intention. At least when man does something. When you have something that you created, like when you write a book, so that can't happen on its own. You have to have written a book on purpose. But when something doesn't exist, that could be from one of three reasons. Either because, yes, you on purpose took it away. That is a possibility. But there's two other possibilities. Or you never thought to create it. That's why it doesn't exist. Or even if you thought to create it, or you thought to create it, you wanted to create it, you didn't succeed. So there are three reasons why something wouldn't exist. Either you took it away, it existed and you took it away, or you never thought of it, so it doesn't exist, or you tried to do it and you didn't succeed. So there's still a difference, again, between something that you create is for sure with intention, something that isn't there doesn't necessarily prove intention. It says the Ran, and this is the punchline of the whole thing, that's only with humans. Humans, when something doesn't exist, it doesn't prove that that was with intention. But when it comes to Hashem, that is not correct. Just like when something exists, it's because Hashem wanted it to exist. Also, too, something not existing is also because only because Hashem wanted it to not exist. Just like God is the reason for all existence, anything that doesn't exist is also on purpose from God. And that's when Hashem responded, Misam Pel Adam and Miyasim Ilaim. That's what Hashem said to Moshe, who placed lack of speech. Kalomar, what Hashem was saying to Moshe was, Ech tachshov she yoscha neder tzachas adibu hu davar nafal b'mikra. How could you think that your lack of speech is just by chance? Misam Pel Adam and Miyasim Ilaim. Who places muteness? Kalomar she kamosha adibu shu kinyin la Adam. Just like when you do speak, Moral Kavanu Meni, that shows that I wanted you to speak. Kain Hedra Adibir Lilma Moral Kavanu Meni. So too, when a person can't speak, that also shows that I didn't want him to speak. Fein Davar Bipu Lasait Nofa Bamikra. Nothing I do is by chance, is happenstance. Lo Akinin Shabalam, Velo Haedr Shabam. Not its existence, not its lack of existence. Abalakal Roish Yenit Labi. Rather, everything is because I want it that way. Says Hashem, Ki akol b'kavana gemur meiti, everything comes from me with full kavana. Hodieno, he's telling us, Ki b'kavana gemur hayikvad peh. Hashem is telling Moshe that it was with full intention that he wanted him to be someone who had a speech impediment. L'siba sher zachaner, for the reason we suggested, says Duran, because Hashem wanted everyone to understand it's not because Moshe was a good orator that he was believed, but rather because it was true. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week, I believe we will start new ideas.